You often hear that small business is the backbone of the Australian economy, with over 2 million small businesses currently operating. Yet until now, many small businesses have been left vulnerable to larger businesses asserting their unfair contract terms for their own benefit. Consumer-like protection laws for small business have been patchy, with different systems from state to state, and no clear process for dealing with an unfair contract. Now the federal government has taken the first step to addressing unfair contracts, with Minister for Small Business Bruce Bilson introducing amendments to consumer protection laws to cover small business. Tanya Katsanis reports.
Consumers have been protected from unfair contract terms since 2010. But until now, small businesses have often been faced with take-it-or-leave-it terms when entering into commercial contracts. Now the consumer laws are being amended to allow businesses with less than 20 employees entering into a contract up to the value of $100,000 or up to $250,000 for a multi-year contract to take their contract to court if they think it's unfair. Small Business Minister Bruce Bilson explains.
In many cases, a small business has no more power, no more negotiating grunt than an individual consumer in their dealings with bigger businesses, yet they don't have the protection of unfair contract terms protections that are available to consumers. So we're seeking to carry over those consumer protections to cover small businesses when they are, frankly, functioning in their day-to-day operations with no more power than a consumer.
Small business who think they have an unfair contract will now be able to take their contract to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, no matter which state they live in.
What would happen was an individual business or their industry association would bring a take-it-or-leave-it standard term contract to the attention of the ACCC, point to the terms that they feel are unfair. Unfair is where they are basically subject to the grunt and the strengthened bargaining position of the other party to see terms included in there that damage the small business and have no legitimate business justification for being there. They are the kinds of terms that be taken to the ACCC. The ACCC will have its assessment and then ordinarily would go back to the party that was instigating that standard form, take or leave a contract and suggest that they change it.
The ability to take an unfair contract to the ACCC means there's now consistent process for business across the country. But the minister says if your contract does not have an unfair clause but is in dispute, you'll be redirected to your state-based Small Business Commissioner for mediation.
Or if that's not possible, we've currently got legislation before the Parliament for a Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman that may be of use in resolving those disputes so that they don't have to go to court, because we all know when a small business is involved with a court action involving a bigger business, the outcome invariably is one of hardship.
It is. And in those instances, I think with small businesses, they're discouraged to take legal action because they don't have the time, they don't have the money, and they just don't want to bring their business into disrepute.
Well, and the other thing too is it takes them away from focusing on their business. What the best outcome is where a business dispute arises is get it resolved quickly. Get the parties around a table, see if it can be mediated, see if there's some way of getting the grievance resolved, and people can get back to business. And that's what we're trying to create, the right environment for that, through these unfair contract terms protections, through the measures such as the Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, and through specific changes like we've introduced in the franchising area and with the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct, where we're trying to get those supply chain pressures right, so that there's healthy mutual respect between businesses who want to compete and contest with vigour, but we don't want to see it end up going beyond that into an area that's unhealthy and quite damaging.
Minister for Small Business, Bruce Bilson. The new laws will allow small businesses to seek mediation before having to go to court, a process which has often been both daunting and off-putting. Jackie Attard is Executive Officer at the Southern Sydney Business Enterprise Centre. She's seen many small businesses get stuck when faced with what they think is an unfair contract.
Often you'll find that businesses, when they are faced with, say, an unfair contract or put themselves in a position where they're unsure of their rights, they either do one of three things. They either do nothing, and sometimes doing nothing is always the easiest option because, you know, small business people are really busy, or the other option is to go to court. Going to court can be quite expensive. So small business operators tend to find themselves in a position of weighing up the costs of going to court and then think that potentially doing nothing again is the option. Or the third option is that they sort of seek out somebody who can be an impartial mediator for them. And that this is where I think the change to the legislation will assist small business operators.
Jackie Attard says the new federal laws are being modelled on the process already used in New South Wales, which she says has been quite successful in resolving small business contract disputes.
Within New South Wales, the process is that you bring up a mediator. The mediator then hears your story and then works on behalf of the small business operator to help mediate their problem. So they take on the dispute. And what's happened, which makes the New South Wales model so successful, is that if a small business operator rings a large firm, so a large insurance firm, they get fobbed off, they can get the ring around. But somebody from the government ringing up on behalf of the small business operator, things just shift and they get a hearing, they get listened to. And what we found once clients of ours that we've referred into the dispute resolution team have had resolution very quickly because of that assistance.
Jackie Attard says having a mediator in New South Wales has been very popular, with the Small Business Commissioner taking over 18,000 calls last year alone, which she says shows just how many small businesses feel their contracts are unfair.
The issues of disempowerment that small business people have when it comes to dealing with bigger corporates, I think that the more help that small business can get that helps them feel like they're at an equal playing field, the better, because it's highly inefficient for them and corporates understand that and so they do take advantage of them. So I can only see bills like this as being successful for the small business operator. The other thing, though, that I've got to stress is that you really want to set things up for yourself so you don't get yourself in dispute when you are in small business. And to seek advice and to invest in getting the right advice so that you are protected. And often small business people sometimes shortcut because they think it's easier and quicker, but in the long run, it's sometimes better to go slow before they go fast.
Jackie Attard, Executive Officer at the Southern Sydney Business Enterprise Centre. Joe Cafruni is the director of Cafruni Lawyers. His experience in contract law for small business led him to change his mind on their need for consumer-like protection.
I had some reservations initially because generally I'm of the view that people should be able to contract on whatever they like. But small businesses are at a disadvantage because they don't have the same resources to negotiate as larger businesses, and they don't perceive the risk of a deal the same way that a larger business might, because they don't have the collective experience to know what could happen if they sign on the dotted line. And often they believe that contracts are submitted on a take it or leave it basis. They don't actually realise sometimes that they have the opportunity to negotiate.
So in terms of the government actually capping small business contracts to $100,000 or $250,000 for multi-year contracts, do you think that's a fair capping?
I do, and I think there's got to come a point where businesses have to do their due diligence and have to get legal advice. But there has to come a point where, you know, small businesses, even though they're disadvantaged in negotiations, have to take responsibility and have to undertake the due diligence and incur the cost perhaps with lawyers to get the legal advice. And I think that's a fair threshold, because having to go to a lawyer regularly for standard form contracts can be very costly. And at least knowing that there is provision to protect a small business, you know, up to those thresholds will generally mean that whilst not incurring the costs of getting legal advice, they do have a form of legal protection.
Joe Cafruni says businesses shouldn't leave getting advice until after they've signed on the dotted line.
Often I think to myself, why the hell did you sign that contract? And they do it, and they do it regularly. They either don't want to incur the cost initially because they don't see the risk, or they think that they can't negotiate it, so what's the point of spending the money?
Joe Cafruni from Cafruni Lawyers. For Small Business Minister Bruce Bilson, looking at aspects of competition law is next.
But there's also a lot of work going on where we're promoting good commercial and good corporate conduct, paying your bills on time, you know, recognising that many big businesses are heavily reliant on the success and vitality of small business, and then getting other measures right, such as the banking code of conduct, areas where, you know, big institutions have a big bearing on the success of small business, getting that right so that the parties know that a small business is crucial to our future economic prospects, but they don't have teams of lawyers and big compliance departments, and they should be dealt with respect and in a proportionate way. So that work continues, and it even includes the way government institutions and agencies conduct themselves.
Minister for Small Business there, Bruce Bilson, ending that report by Tanya Katsanis.